When I was a kid, I grew up in a house by a river, away from the city, away from people, out in the middle of nowhere. My brother always had to have people around, friends over to play with, but for some reason I was able to entertain myself. I would write, I would explore. The woods were my playground. Our landlord lived about a mile from the house I grew up in, and I would hike as a kid through the woods to their house. I would stop and spot the different kinds of trees. My favorite were very gnarling and twisting, kind of like weird trees in a Disney movie. And there were tiny, tiny frogs that would jump around your feet on the path where you'd walk. I saw deer regularly. I saw all kinds of things, birds, lizards, snakes. I collected rocks. I had a place by the river I called my secret hiding place, but it wasn't very secret because I told all of my friends about it. My brother would go fishing with the man across the river. He had this bench built into this giant boulder, and they would sit and fish, giant catfish, in this river. The same river where my brother slipped one day, and the current almost took him away until I grabbed his hand and pulled him back up. We didn't swim in the river. It was too dangerous at certain places. We would walk from rock to rock, though. We would notice as what seemed like people were talking in the woods. You'd think I'd be lonely being so isolated, but I lived in a big house with my family, and there was plenty to do. I could walk up to the road. I could have friends over. I could play with my brother. I could sit in my room and imagine things. One day when I was supposed to be napping, I laid in bed and I wrote a song. And it was about a unicorn. I was very young. And I was really excited that I had come up with something on my own and proud. And I sang it for my parents and they laughed at me. They probably laughed because they thought it was cute, but to my then child brain, I was embarrassed and ashamed, and I didn't want to share with them. If I tell them that now, they'd say, "You're too sensitive." But the thing is, people who are sensitive see the world in a way that is beautiful and painful, but it also inspires them to prove people wrong and create and make art and sing and paint and draw and dance. I think about that sometimes when someone calls me sensitive. Do I like it about myself all the time? Probably not. But I wouldn't change myself for it. If I had not been sensitive, I wouldn't have appreciated the beauty and solace of the woods, of the forest, the tiny frogs, and the gnarled Disney-like trees, and the deer, and the memory of watching my brother fish, and the slippery rocks, and my not-so-secret, secret hiding place.